Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And story coming out of the independent.co.uk. Philip Zimbardo is back in the news. And long-time listeners of Free Talk Live, or just anybody, might know Phil Zimbardo's name. He is the very famous author of the Stanford Prison Experiment. He's the psychologist who was involved with setting up the Stanford Prison Experiment, which is a very classic psychological experiment involving roles and human beings and how they kind of fill those roles. In this case, the roles of prisoner and guard. And if you want to learn more about the Stanford Prison Experiment, basically what they learned was that they picked these random college students, and the college students didn't decide whether or not they wanted to be guards or prisoners. They were chosen. You know, there was a way they figured out who was going to be that, and I think it was drawing lots or something like that. And what they found was that very quickly the guards and prisoners fell right into their roles, with the guards becoming sadistic towards the prisoners and the prisoners becoming obedient in many ways towards the guards. And Zimbardo himself had to cancel the experiment much sooner than it was originally intended to end. They were living in these conditions. They were in a closed-off wing of a college at Stanford. And he had to end the project because he realized that he was compromised as well, that he had fallen into his role as like prison warden, essentially. And he was kind of scared, and his wife basically encouraged him very heavily to end this thing. I didn't bring that up to go into a lot of detail about the Stanford Prison Experiment. There is a lot of detail about that experiment.
It's a large body of work written on specifically on that.
And it's fascinating, and Zimbardo himself put out a website about it years ago that goes through a lot of it, that goes through and, you know, shows pictures, and I think there might even be video clips from it and kind of his notes and what he thought about it. It's fascinating stuff. Would recommend you look deeper into the Stanford Prison Experiment, but he's back in the news. Over at The Independent, Doug Bolton writes, a leading psychologist has warned that young men are facing a crisis of masculinity due to excessive use of video games and pornography. Psychologist and professor emeritus at Stanford University, Philip Zimbardo, has made the warnings, which form a major part of his latest book, which is called Man Disconnected, with the disconnected in parentheses. In an interview on the BBC World Services weekend program, Zimbardo spoke about the results of his study, an in-depth look into the lives of 20,000 young men and their relationships with video games and pornography. He said, quote, "Our focus is on young men who play video games to excess and do it in social isolation. They are alone in their room." And I imagine that's a significant majority of gamers.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how games are sort of a solitary thing.
Even the ones that are an online component tend to be solitary, right? Because, you know, you're playing online with other people alone in their rooms, typically. Yeah. You know, there are the more party environment games where people in a group or in a room will play a video game. And it would be interesting to see what the breakdown is as far as, you know, are 20% of all gaming sessions, do they involve another person in the room, whether mm-hmm. it be a significant other or, you know, friends, that kind of thing. I don't know if they go into that here. But anyway, he said, our focus is solely on those young men. And now, with freely available pornography, which is unique in history, they are combining playing video games and, as a break, watching on average 2 hours of pornography per week.
Seems like a lot of porn.
Does that seem like a lot of porn? I mean, I don't know what... I mean, he's saying that's an average, so...
Somebody's watching more.
Somebody's watching more, a lot more, and somebody's watching... Others are watching a lot less. Zimbardo says there's a crisis among young men, a high number of whom are experiencing a new form of addiction to excessive use of pornography and video games. Zimbardo gave a TED Talk in 2011 outlining the problems facing young men's social development and academic achievement, which he puts down to excessive use of porn, video games, and the internet. He cited the example of a mother that he met while conducting the study, whose son does not see the problem in playing video games for up to 15 hours per day.
Whoa.
So you've got to be an addict, right? A pretty serious addict.
You certainly got to be unemployed.
Not see that as a problem. You know, one of the first steps towards solving your addiction is to admit that you do indeed have a problem, right? So he's not even past step number one there in that case. You know, to me, it's pretty clear. And I've been through some long video gaming sessions before. I've certainly been known to stay up all night and play a video game. And I know that it is detrimental to me, right? Like, it's detrimental to my sleep. And further, it's detrimental to my productivity as far as getting up in the morning and getting things done. But you know, luckily, when I do play a game, I do tend to play the games that end. And one of the problems I think that leads towards video game addiction is the online video games that never end.
Mm.
That you just keep building and building your online character.
It never ends.
Going on online quests.
That's the point. The point is to get you to play as often as possible, and certainly going to work on some people. I don't consider that to be a problem of the video games. I consider that to be the problem of just certain personality types. It sounds like he doesn't have particularly a reason, like, to get out and do things, you know, like get a job, you know.
Well, yeah, he's still probably living with his parents, so there's that. But even people, we've seen stories in the past, we've talked about video game addiction in the past and the detrimental effects of it, people losing their girlfriends, losing their jobs, losing their home, simply because...
Yeah, this is what girls have to choose from these days. It's a bad, it's a bad thing.
Simply because they're constantly playing video games. And, you know, if you want to tell your story, you're welcome to join us here. Maybe you've beaten video game addiction or porn addiction. So we're talking about two different addictions that are now, they're saying, for at least young men, are very commonly found with young men today. Giving this example, he says, this is the porn addicted young man. This is his mindset. Quote, when I'm in class, I'll wish I was playing World of Warcraft. When I'm with a girl, I'll wish I was watching pornography. Because I'll never get rejected.
Wow.
Zimbardo claims this relatively new phenomenon is affecting the minds of young men. Citing the research he and his team conducted for the book, he says, quote, it begins to change brain function. It begins to change the reward center of the brain and produces a kind of excitement and addiction. What I'm saying is boys' brains are becoming digitally rewired. Unquote. He also mentions the growing problem of a disputed phenomenon called porn-induced erectile dysfunction, or PIED. Young boys who should be virile, he says, are now having a problem getting an erection. You have this paradox. They're watching exciting videos that should be turning them on, and they can't get turned on. But an article from Psychology Today, on the other hand, does argue that there are no demonstrable scientific links between porn consumption and erectile dysfunction. In his opinion, the solution is to accept that the problem is serious. Parents must become aware of the number of hours a child is spending alone in their room playing games and watching porn at the expense of other activities. He also blamed negative images of men in the American media, which show men as being slobs, undesirable, only wanting to get laid, and being inadequate in doing that.
I've got to say, in just hearing this and having a boy, not really the age that
he's
talking about.
Seven?
He's seven, right? But one of the... just looking at this...
He's getting toward the age where at some point he's going to see a naked lady.
Well,
or a picture of one.
Certainly seen his mother without clothing on, but I doubt that's the same thing.
Yep.
This sounds to me like the video games and the porn are a symptom of the problem, not the problem. First off, I would say that we have destroyed a generation of kids by worrying about sexual predators being around every fire hydrant and hiding in every van because boys aren't getting out. What do you expect from your boys that they don't want to go out when they're men, when they never got out when they were boys?
Okay.
You know, they're not getting out of doors. They're not playing outside. They're not riding their bikes. They're not putting boards on cinder blocks and attempting to jump the ditch in their on their bicycle. If you're not doing that,
Did you do that when you were kids?
You're darn right. I almost made it once, too.
Whoa, that sounds pretty dangerous.
It was pretty dangerous, but we were doing it, and absolutely. And then we'd take a break by throwing oranges at each other and having the equivalent into the Florida equivalent of a snowball fight.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments. 855 453 if you want to share your thoughts on young men, addictions, porn.
Good in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're
We're back with more Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday edition. You can call in toll free to join us here at 855-453 or Skype in at username lrn.fm. We're talking about what Phil Zimbardo over at the Stanford, very same Stanford prison experiment, Phil Zimbardo. Anyway, he's got a new book coming out called Man Disconnected. And one of the parts of the book that he's focusing on here is the young people, young males specifically, who he says are having their brains rewired by an addiction, a very common addiction to video games and pornography. And he suggests that he's saying here that this is, you know, a paradox that's creating a situation where they're watching exciting videos that should be turning them on, but they can't get turned on, although there's some studies in the psychology world that suggest the opposite might be true, or at least that there is no demonstrable scientific link between porn consumption and erectile dysfunction. And certainly porn addiction has been around for a long time. This is nothing new. Now, Zimbardo points out that porn is free, essentially, today, and that's something that never existed two decades ago, for instance. That much is certainly true, but I don't think whether pornography is free or not has, really been a determining factor in whether or not someone can become addicted to that pornography, right? Because there's been porn for a long time. Why wouldn't addiction have happened previously? And obviously, people are willing to spend money on their addictions, right? So,
Just because there is addiction. Okay, so I disagree with that statement. If you want to see adults behave the worst in the world that you've ever seen them behave, have an open bar at your wedding.
Okay, good point. Give them free vice.
Right, right. Yeah. So once there's no control mechanism on what people's are spending, then that's the issue. I don't understand porn addiction. Like, I don't get it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I'm just saying I don't get it. But what I do think porn does, sort of inarguably, is alter people's sexual taste in a way that, is...
Unrealistic?
Yeah, unrealistic and sort of not... To me, I find it distasteful, right? Like, I spent most of my teenage years just trying to find some woman who would accept the idea of having sex. I didn't need to have all this weird stuff go on, but there's an abundance of free weird porn on the internet, and I think that young people are trying weird stuff sooner. That's just me. I'm sure I sound like a crotchety old man. I don't have a problem with that in this circumstance. I do think that I have to agree with Zimbardo on this one. I do think that so the masculinity is being sapped out of young men. But
you said it, that what he's pointing out here, this addiction to porn and video games, is a symptom of the problem, which my understanding you described as the fact that young males specifically, are basically kept indoors as very, very young people.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, parents are scared. Well, the law, they're arresting parents for allowing 6 or 7 year olds to play in the park without some kind of direct supervision or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, there's all kinds of stories out there. So parents
have an incentive to put them, with a game system in front of them.
Yeah, they're told that they're bad parents if they don't, keep a watchful eye on them every second until they're, say, 10 or 11 or 12. I don't know exactly what the age is. And they're also scared by the stories of sexual predators rolling around in blacked out vans just ready to grab their kid, when the statistics say that your child is far more likely to be molested by a family member than they are by some random weirdo.
Okay, that's all. I think that's all very a good point, but it doesn't also focus on the porn aspect of things, and I think that can come into play as a symptom of this sort of puritanical culture that we're in, where young people are afraid to talk to their parents about sex. You know, there's a you can't see this kind of mentality around. I know when I was a kid, my parents would send me down the hallway during, like, a sex scene in a movie.
That's been going on for a very long time. I don't think that's what's going –
You don't think that's why people in the United States manifest unhealthy attitudes towards sex? I think it's absolutely why, because parents won't talk about it.
Well, I think the parents should talk about it, but, when a sufficiently dirty scene comes up in a movie, I'm not going to send Jack back down the hallway.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it.
Not going to watch the movie, right?
Oh, you're just not going to play the movie.
What movie? What, for one, I don't know what scene we're talking about there.
I don't know, countless. Any lovemaking scene in a Hollywood film. Let's go to Justin in Keene, New Hampshire. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. So I just want to comment on the topic. I'm Christian, and I personally believe that video games and pornography is the delusion of the devil, and it's only temporal things that we desire as humans, and it's not eternal, and therefore it can really make people sick internally.
So all video games are a tool of the devil,
like Tetris?
No.
Is that just a minor? Did a minor demon create Tetris?
I'm speaking more of things that are more popular of today. Violent games, games that have sexual content behind them.
So you're only talking about the content. Okay, so somebody could lose themselves in Tetris, which is a very addicting game. I mean, Tetris is so popular because it's really good. And so you're saying it's not the fact that the game takes somebody away from reality, it distracts them from their important things that are going on. It's only the content. So really you're just kind of a prude.
Well,
I mean studies have shown that that people are more better off, healthy with prayer and devotion than they are things that are more idle. Studies have shown
now,
that.
Didn't God invent sex? I'd just like to clarify that.
Yes, but it has to be done within marriage.
Well, okay. So, are you specifically singling out video games here? Or do you mean essentially all media? Because books talk
all
about sex.
Media.
And books talk about sex and talk about violence and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I remember Beowulf.
Even without me.
The Epic of Gilgamesh, which is significantly older than any of the books in the Bible, except perhaps Job. The Epic of Gilgamesh includes a great deal of violence. Is that too of the devil?
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, there's a old story. It's called the Epic of Gilgamesh. Think about Beowulf, only significantly older. And this story contains a great deal of violence in it. And it is older than the Bible and older than every book in the Bible except for perhaps Job. And I'm asking you, is that then also of the devil because it contains violence?
All violence is of the devil.
Okay. Well, but what about the Israelites conquered the land of milk and honey with violence, right? Lots of it.
Why would God want us to wage war against one another?
Apparently God wanted it because I believe in Jericho they had to kill every man, woman, and child down to the sheep.
Well, everyone, even me, is open to interpreting the Bible as they wish.
I'm only interpreting it as I read it. It's English.
Fair enough. Hey, Justin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here, and specifically, not just violent video games. Zimbardo's not talking about violent video games here. He's just talking about gaming as an addiction. So it doesn't matter if we're talking about the top-of-the-line first-person shooter that just came out, that's, the number one game, or an old copy of StarCraft that, you're still playing a decade later. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts with us on the live Saturday Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are welcome to join us here talking about porn and video game addictions. According to Phil Zimbardo, young men in the United States are, well, they have a problem. And he says it's causing some serious issues. You want to share your experience with us, with your addiction, your electronic vice addiction? Can we call video games a vice now? I don't know. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm.
Well, we talk so often about people and, you know, the video games and these sort of things. I think that his thesis is that much more interesting, that basically this generation of young people, specifically men, are being, you know, demasculinized or whatever, and he's proposing that it's video games and porn have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. I would say that to some extent they're actually a symptom of the problem that starts much earlier.
So, our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. You need to protect yourself when you're online. Whether you're playing video games or just surfing the internet, it's important to protect your internet connection. And ProXPN does that for you. They actually protect you by encrypting your data connection. So your internet service provider will no longer know where you're going and what you're doing online. Plus, anybody trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, for instance, those people will be foiled by ProXPN. So go and get yourself a copy of ProXPN's free software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and Linux. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL to do that. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do that by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of the annual account, bringing the price down to around $5 per month, actually just under $5 a month, for a great level of protection for very, very low cost. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose here except your privacy. And ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go and use promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We've got David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. You know, to me it was sad to listen to that guy claiming to be a Christian and knowing what a true Christian was. Well, to me, a true Christian is naked and going forth and multiplying. And I don't even get this discussion of, I mean...
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Well, you read the Genesis. We're supposed to be naked in the Garden of Eden, and we got so shamed into believing that nakedness is wrong that now we've got everybody thinking that we're a pervert if we're naked.
Mm.
So that to me is the big story. And then the whole, you know, we're supposed to go forth and multiply, and as if we're now being told that to even consider our hormones as a bad thing. We were designed, God created us with these hormones, and to think that they're bad is then twisting us, forcing us to, that what is natural is bad. And that, to me, is more demented than anything. And all of these fake Christians and fake Christian universities out there telling everybody, and in fact, get into the... There are so many of these wars that are created over this fake belief. These are merchants in the temple destroying people's emotions. But the other angle of it, and this gets into the more modern and non-religious angle, the neocons who are out there pushing this porn is bad business are the ones that would then be able to come up with an NSA aspect of spying on everybody who's looking at somebody naked.
Well, it happened in Great Britain. They've outlawed sort of certain types of porn that they just don't think is acceptable.
Really?
Don't you remember the one where the protest where the woman was on top thing and everybody was in their clothes and it was done out in the streets?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, thanks, David, for the call. Sure. I appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Let's talk to Brad. He's in Kansas City listening in the or via the TuneIn app. Hello, Brad.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Can you do me a favor, just back a little bit up away from your phone and then keep talking to us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Back before the first two callers, when you guys were, it sounded like there was a little bit of confusion as to what the, how the porn might be causing impotence. And I just want to give a perspective of a 23-year-old who has seen their fair share of porn.
Okay.
I can say that from my experience, not that I'm addicted or anything, but growing up and being able to watch that stuff for the last, you know, 15 or so years.
How'd you find it? How old were you when you found it?
7th grade.
I got the addition here. Was that 12 years old?
Yeah, that's about right.
That does not sound unusual.
Seems late. We're talking about when you say when you found it, are we talking about hardcore porn or are we talking about like a Playboy magazine?
When I was in 7th grade was the first time I typed in boobs into Google.
Okay.
You know,
Google.
That sounds early. I'm sorry. That sounds late to me still. But yeah. I mean, honestly, right. I was out riding a bicycle, in my little neighborhood, and a friend had gotten some older brother's Playboy, and we went back in the woods and took a look.
Well, everybody has their own
right.
story.
That was like yeah. 6 or 7 or 8. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying that I'm just trying to compare it to pre-internet.
My argument isn't the time. that it has been. It's a sheer amount. It's the fact that when you look at a Playboy, you have a couple pictures that you're looking at.
Yep.
When I have a proposal, over the course of the last 15 years, you can see anything and everything.
Yep.
So when go ahead and get yourself a girlfriend or, you know, whatever. When it comes time to actually do the deed, it's not quite as exciting as what you might have been looking at 20 minutes ago.
And wow.
I mean, that's just, it sounds a little messed up, but that, I definitely can understand why people who are actually addicted might actually have, you know.
Do you have, this may be a little personal, but do you have, and feel free not to answer if so, but do you have, like, you know, are there certain porn fetishes that you have in the porn world that, you know, you also have in real life, but you can't find someone who's willing to, like, act those out with you?
Not really. It's not really like an outlet to find new things. It's just sort of the fact that if I wake up and, you know, if I want to do something before I go to class or something like that, then it's a lot easier to just pull out my cell phone than to, you know, use my imagination or anything.
Or to wake up your girlfriend? I mean, if you had, you know, your girlfriend laying next to you there, presumably. I
mean, ideally, that would be nice, but, you know, I wouldn't take a phone over the girlfriend. But
okay. Well, it sounds like your priorities are at the very least straight here, right? We're talking about people who have serious addiction problems, and, I mean, have you ever found yourself in a really addicted place?
Not necessarily. Right. Just the fact that, you know, there was I had a one-and-a-half-year, I guess, dry spell, you could call it. And, you know, that was just because I had moved to a new place and didn't know anybody and wasn't really financially in the situation to go out.
And apparently Tinder didn't exist yet. Anyway,
yeah,
Mark.
I mean, this is really a difficult question to ask because I don't think people could really answer it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Do you think that you are somehow less masculine than men who came before?
I would argue that, yeah, my grandfather was probably a heck of a lot more of a man than I was, but I think it's for a lot of other different reasons.
What do you think the reasons are? Just the world was harder?
Yeah, they dealt with a lot more stuff. I've had air conditioning and, you know, plenty of food every single time. And he went through the Great Depression, you know. It was a completely different lifestyle altogether.
Brad, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate your story. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to share your experience with being addicted to either video games or porn, or both. Zimbardo here in the study is saying that it's both that's creating the problem.
Well, I'm not surprised. The role of men is protector and provider. And, you know, with the advent of the handgun and the fact that women make, you know, can get pretty much a job in pretty much any field, making pretty much the same amount of money, you don't really need that as much. And, you know, pretty soon, sperm banks have basically replaced men. I mean, at that point.
855 450 free. Join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free to join us here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. We're talking about video game and porn addiction. Phil Zimbardo is saying, he's a psychologist from Stanford University, he's saying that there's a serious problem with young males specifically. And you know what? This may not just be a United States thing, because there was an interview published about it on the BBC. So I'm not sure if this is a worldwide problem or not. I haven't read the study, obviously. We've read the piece over at The Independent.
Most of those things are really dry.
Yeah. And, well, he's got a book coming out. I'm sure he would like you to read it, called Man Disconnected, which covers some of this, and that he says this is a crisis amongst young men. This is a new form of addiction, of excessive use of pornography and video games. Maybe you have a story you want to share with us about that, a personal experience from your own life, meaning, you know, you went through this or are going through it, or perhaps you knew somebody you cared about, a family member, a friend, or a lover, who also had one of these, you know, very profound addictions that can cause, like a lot of addictions, can cause personal damage.
Well, I know the Saturday night audience is a little different than the rest of the weeknight audience, so please listen up. This is really important. The largest gathering of sort of free-minded people, whether it's fiscal conservatives or libertarians or voluntarists or whatever terminology you wish to use, it's going on July the 8th through the 11th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. This is a big deal. It's called Freedom Fest. This year it's called Discover the New American Dream. And I think this is the biggest and best one yet. And the reason is they're having a debate. I like discussions better, but this is going to be a debate. A debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize winning economist, and he's a columnist for the New York Times. And Steve Moore is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal and the chief economist over the Heritage Foundation. They're going to be debating Austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, and this is only happening at Freedom Fest. You can't see this anywhere. I've never heard of anything like this occurring. If there is, I'd like to see the video. But it's not just those two guys, because this is a four-day event. It's from the 8th through the 11th. You want to arrive a day earlier, so think of it as 7 to 11 in Vegas, Planet Hollywood. But Steve Wynn, Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey of Whole Foods, Senator Mike Lee, Grover Norquist, Congressman Alan West, George Gilder, Glenn Beck. It's a star-studded guest list, and it's going to be a big deal. I'm headed out there and excited. If you want to sign up for this, please go to freedomfest.com, sign up. When you do, click that you heard about it on the radio. I believe we're the only radio show they're advertising on. And so please, it's freedomfest.com, click on radio, and attend. Or there's a number you can call if you don't happen to have an internet connection to go to freedomfest.com. It's very similar to our number, by the way, 855-850-FREE. 855-850-FREE, freedomfest.com.
All right, back to more of your calls and thoughts. Joe's listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I think the key to all this is moderation. When I was a kid, video games were just coming out, and we played them, but we still went out in the woods, and we'd fish, and we'd hike, and we'd camp, or whatever. It seems like this is... These kids nowadays, it seems like this is all they do.
Do you have kids?
I don't want to get into that. But,
okay. But, I was just wondering if that was your observation from being a parent or just, you know, seeing them in the grocery store or something like that.
Well, I've got a lot of nephews and stuff, too.
Okay.
And that's about all they do. But,
I do have to say that it does seem like when you see people under the age of 20 that they're constantly buried with their face, you know, less than a foot away from their phone.
Look at the obesity problem with kids now. It wasn't, it's nothing like, I'm in my 40s. It was nothing like that when I was a kid. You'd had a, you might have one or two kids in whole school, but, and that's, you know, it's directly related to the amount of time people spend with their face in the computer. You know,
I think it is. I think parents have been scared to let their kids out to play. Even in, you know, I live in the woods, and ticks didn't used to kill you, but now with Lyme disease, you know, it's a terrible thing. Parents seem to be wanting to keep their kids indoors, and you can't really expect young boys to be kept indoors and then young men to want to get outside and do stuff. It's just, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
So, Joe, how do you turn this around? What could possibly save us from this? Because certainly video games aren't going anywhere, and the Internet's not going anywhere, and porn is not going anywhere. So what do you do about it?
Well, as far as the porn goes, I don't know. I like real women, but I guess you could, get a life and quit looking at pictures of women and get a real woman. But
what are the chances of that happening?
Well, it's just the way the world is now, I guess. I think parents are going to have to force their kids to disconnect. You know, if I could, I would be off the grid right now, you know, but it's a very expensive thing to do. But, try not using a computer or a cell phone for a week. And, you know, it'll stress you out for a couple of days.
No, yeah.
But I imagine then you would find all kinds of time that you didn't realize you actually had where you could do other things. Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Productivity really sort of gets – I mean, one of the reasons we have computers is because they allow you to be more productive.
But they also allow you to be less productive.
It's walking that tightrope.
I can't say I'm particularly good at it, although my problem seems to be more Facebook than anything else. I swear I spend more hours on Facebook than doing anything
else. It's because you like to argue with people.
No, that's really not it. It's more just the scrolling. It's a sick addiction.
Just scroll.
And then I'll come back and I'll scroll past things I've already scrolled past once. So I'm aware I have a problem with Facebook. I don't think it's hurting my relationships or anything like that, but it's not a good thing. It's certainly hurting my productivity. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to let's go to Bob listening in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
We took you at a bad time. You're in a bad cell. Hang on, Bob. We're going to bring you back instead. We'll try Dave in Humboldt, California, listening to KGOE. Hello, Dave.
Hey. I, too, had been a psychologist for a number of years, and the message you're going to hear from me is, so what? What's the big deal?
Okay.
Somebody's enjoying watching porn or playing video games. I got to say, I don't see any foul or any harm. I think.
But what if it's getting to the point where they are harming themselves and they don't realize it? So, like, for instance, we've talked about these stories in the past. I mean, this Zimbardo thing is new, but we've certainly had stories of people with severe video game addiction that has resulted in them losing a job. It has resulted in them losing their girlfriend. You know, this happens to people. What do you think about that?
I think it's way different than being addicted to drugs or booze or gambling.
Why?
Because we're dealing with a relatively harmless topic. I think we can hear people coming.
You can't. Okay, well, while it's certainly true that staying up all night playing video games isn't likely going to kill you, there have been instances of people playing, like, marathons sort of level kind of video gaming, like, where they just keep going and going and going, and they will die of exhaustion.
Every once in a while. I mean, the amount of people that die from coconuts falling on their head has to be higher.
All right, I'll give you that. I mean, it's certainly not a common thing that happens, but it can happen, and I think there's no doubt that damage can happen. I mean, it's certainly easier to drink yourself to death than to video game yourself to death. But all that said, staying up all night and playing video games is a detrimental thing.
Well, there are people who come from a religious fundamentalist viewpoint, and I can assure you I am not one of them.
Yeah, I'm not coming from that viewpoint either. I mean, I'm religious, but I'm not coming from that viewpoint on this.
Well, if somebody thinks that sex about any kind is sinful, then that's something that you have to weigh in. But I think if you don't, one of the things we did a research on, this was years ago, when a town put in a porn store, mostly then it was magazines. They didn't have all sophisticated video games and such then. And what happened to the crime stats? Boom, took a dive. That is
really? Really?
Comes the porn store, out goes the sex crime. So.
Huh. That's an interesting observation.
I've heard psychiatrists say things like if you legalize prostitution that you'll see drops in rape too.
A psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Psychiatrist. Okay. You know, he didn't want to come on the air and say it, but that's what he said. Dave, I want to hold Dave if that's
right.
What it takes. The question I have on this is, do you see a crisis in masculinity at all? Because I think that the role of males, you know, women's roles are changing in many ways. They have more choices they had in the past. More choices tends to be better. But men, you know, this protector-provider role that we've, in you know, just throughout history been given, it's not nearly as important as it was in the past, and I want your thoughts on that.
We'll ask Dave to hang on through the news, and you as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.